KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:07, actually, we have cloudy skies, and it's 47 degrees. We picked up an additional 1/100th of an inch of precipitation since 7 a.m. for a total here in Atlantic of 69 1/100ths, or just under a tenth of an inch of rain for the past 24-plus hours. We look for it to be cloudy today with scattered light rain and a high of 54, with winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic City Council managed to get through their packed agenda in about an hour Wednesday evening. Following separate public hearings, the council unanimously passed several resolutions. Among them was one authorizing third quarter budget transfers, which is a standard practice, agreeing to apply for financial assistance to USDA Rural Development for a grant to purchase 25 units of 1.5-inch diameter fire hose at $110 per unit. Now, if approved, the USDA would cover 35% of the costs, or nearly $963. The city's Fire Equipment Reserve Fund will provide almost a required match of nearly $1,788. The council passed a resolution authorizing an application to be filed with the Rural Iowa Housing Assessment Grant Program and agreed to commit matching funds in the amount of $5,000 for housing data to be compiled and for an ISU Extension and Outreach Rural Housing Assessment Readiness Workshop. The match commitment is required for the $10,000 grant and will be funded locally through the Local Option Sales Tax Progress Fund. SWPCO Community Development Director Alexis Fleener.
This is the second year of this program. I've worked with other communities going through the same program, and it's just a good way to get a community organized, get them together. It's a community plan. We have a committee put together, and we go through these series of discussions and goal setting, strategic planning. And so it's not gonna, at the end of it, it's not gonna say, okay, you need this many of that, you need that. It's not gonna tell us exactly what we need, but it's going to put the building blocks in place to get us to move forward, to get the work towards the goals of what we need.
The council passed a resolution for the appointment of Bob Campbellin as Housing Committee Chair and committee members. They also passed a resolution declaring the Bull Creek Restoration Project a community priority. The deadline to apply for federally funded local projects, including Bull Creek, is April 16th. In other business, the Atlantic City Council approved an application from Shift ATL for a rural innovation grant. The organization has proposed a project that would partner Shift ATL with the city and Atlantic School District to rehab a city-acquired property at 1310 Chestnut Street. High school tech class students would furnish the labor to build the garage as part of their coursework and experience. Councilman Pat McCurdy expressed his enthusiasm for the project, and Alexis Fleener explained the grant, if approved, will cover most of the costs involved.
I'll say this is a wonderful project. Mm-hmm. When you get this Shift organization, the school,
yeah,
and the city all work, yeah, together, I think that's wonderful.
So this is, yeah, another grant application. We got the Rural Innovation Grant once already for this building. Now we're applying again with the partnership of the school. And so the grant will pretty much cover the majority of this garage.
The council passed by a vote of 6-1 the first reading of an ordinance calling for a limit of 24 hours to remove snow from sidewalks and the moving of vehicles so plows can clear the streets. Pat McCurdy, who owns rental properties, objected because he felt it wouldn't give his renters enough time to clear their sidewalk. The current ordinance allows 72 hours to clear sidewalks and move vehicles after the snowfall ends. The council approved a request from Mike Clocky with Messina Telephone Company to begin the process of installing fiber optic lines on parts of Atlantic's east side. Clocky explained,
"We're dipping our toe in right now. Our plan is kind of the east side of town, from the edge of town to Hy-Vee along the highway. I think that's Ash Street.
And up to the hospital?
We will probably extend up Ash Street and then Hospital Drive. There's a microcell tower we might try and pick up there or be ready to when they ask for service.
So is your intent to eventually do the whole town?
Our intent now is to test the waters and see what kind of a take rate we get, what percentage of the customers we can pick up, and see how it's going to work and how successful we can be. And, of course, if it goes well, there's no reason we wouldn't keep growing.
And they approved a bid of $215,422 from Henningsen Construction for the Atlantic Animal Shelter's building addition. Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm said their second attempt to solicit bids after the first bids came in well over estimated costs was unusual, in part due to the fact costs and materials have risen 30%.
In this process of taking bids, we actually had a couple contractors, both of them, asked us if we could reduce the amount of time to hold bids. Because in our standard, we make contractors hold bids for 60 days, and they were getting quotes from their building suppliers that were good for 20 days. Jeez. So they asked us to reduce that down, so we were able to reduce it by addendum to 30 days, because costs are just out of control right now as far as construction materials. So it's mostly the building and the pipe work that is coming in so high.
And finally in the news, the Sauer police in Creston report two men were arrested Wednesday at 2 p.m. 31-year-old Adam Cross of Creston was arrested at his residence on two Union County warrants for possession of a controlled substance, third offense, burglary in the third degree motor vehicle, and operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Cross was being held at the Union County Jail on a $9,000 bond, plus an additional hold for Adair County. And at around 11:45 p.m. Wednesday, 24-year-old Keegan Williams, whose address was not given, was arrested at the Division and Irving Street intersection on charges of theft in the third and possession of paraphernalia. He was being held at the Union County Jail on $2,300 bond. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.